From the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. And this is a live program. And I'm Kipsuwe. We're not informing our listeners that we're going to have a pandemic show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are continuing this discussion on the violence against foreigners in South Africa.
Zimbabwean Elvis Nyati, who was murdered in Johannesburg's Deep Slough Township in South Africa, was buried in Zimbabwe last week. 7 of the 14 suspects who were arrested in Gauteng in connection with this gruesome murder appeared before a Randburg magistrate on Tuesday, which is yesterday, facing charges of kidnapping and murder.
This coming at a time a group of South Africans that calls itself Operation Dudula, led by one Nhlanhla Lazi Lameni, continues this crackdown on foreign nationals living and working in South Africa.
We are also going to look at the war in Ukraine following Russia's continued invasion.
South Africa. Elvis Nyati. Kunangale Deep Slough, ngabantu abazalwa kule South Africa. Yathi bedinga ukuthi ngamasela. Kodwa ke ukanya ke umnomzana zathi umoyi bengumuntu ke okade sisebenzela. Sisebenzela ezindlini zabantu eJohannesburg area lendaweni esijeneyo. So ke uthebulawa khona pho ke bamdose endlini, bamgangadela phandle, bamfaka amataya, bamlayita, bamchisa sibili, waphela du umfowethu. Kodwa sibona njalo ke sengcwatshwa kwele Zimbabwe. Ungcwatshwe nge-Saturday, kube ngithi ngomgqibelo. Ye, uthe sengcwatshwa khonapho ke abazali bakhe kade behlulukelwe kakhulu. Bakhulume besithi uNhlanhla u-Elvis Nyati kumele azilwele sibili esengcwabeni lakhe. So sibone bephosele inhlabathi bekhuluma khonokho ukuthi hayi vuka ndoda uzilwele. So singazi ukuthi uzazilwela u-Elvis kumbe kasuzazilwele. So ke sazi kuzozalwa nkomani. Ye, kuzobuya ke xa sikhangela futhi. I-Operation Dudula kukhanya zani iyaphambili ngakhona ukududula abantu bokuza ngoba sibonile e-Cape Town khona ngale ke kududulwa abanye babo kududulwa ngabantu bochake njengelokuthi ngabantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kade besiya khona ngale besizwa kuthiwa kutshontshwe ke ama-cables lapha ngikhuluma ngawe power awezesa inxa yokuthi kuseZimbabwe so ke bekulokukhala ukuthize abantu be-Cape Town besithi ya kuyatshontshwa kumangalisayo. I-Cape Town yona iseSoweto, southwestern townships. So khonangale siyakwazi ukuthi-ke kuyahlupha kakhulu. Kulabantu okuthiwa-ke ngabokuza abathengisayo emgwaqweni, abanye basemkambo, basendaweni esijeneyo. Kodwa-ke abantu bakwale South Africa bathi sesibuyile isikhathi sokuthi labo abangala maphepha babuyele ekhaya, babuyele kibo sibini bayenza abangakwenza khona ngale ngoba bona sebekhathele. So siyangena ngakho lokho sijule sikhulume ngakho sibe sizwe ukuthi kuyangabi. Saphinda sithi kafukapho ngamaphitshane ngo-WKN siyakwazi ukuthi kuyafika khona ngale umbhobho ukhala uze unuke nabantu abaningi sebefile sibili jonga kukhanya kulobo zimo
ndizvozvo Gibbs nasi uri musi wechitatu tichisangana muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika munyika nekunze kwenyika takanyanya kunangana nevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kwatingati kudiaspora asi vari muzimbabwe tinokudai kuti munge muchirongwa nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushuka kuramba enderera mberi kwezvizvarwa zvikune dzimwe nyika kusanganisira zvezimbabwe zviri musouth africa izvo zvakasvitsa pakupondwa zvinonzwisa urombo zvinonzwisa tsitsi kwava Elvis Nyati vakadhonzwa kubva mumba mavo ndokusungirwa matai vachidirwa peturu ndokupiswa nezvizvarwa zvemusouth africa. Pane chimwe chikwata chiri kuzviti Operation Dudula chinotungamirwa nemumwe anonzi Nhlanhla Lazi Dlamini vari kukurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika zvinge zvichibuda musouth africa. Takanzwa nezuro iye Nhlanhla Dlamini achipika kuti aiwa hatisi kuzombomira kuita zvatiri kuita kana kunzwa tsitsi nekushaya kwa mukoma Elvis Nyati. Hanzi muri kutochema vanyati vekuZimbabwe muchisiya zvizvarwa zvemusouth africa kurakidza kuti varamba vakaoma mwoyo. Asika inyaya yatiri kunzwa kuti iri kushungurudza vakawanda. Tanzwawo kuti mamwe masangano kusanganisira reZimbabwe Exiles Forum vave kuronga kuti nyaya iyo yekushungurudzwa kwezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika isvitswe kumasangano akaita seSADC neAfrican Union kuti vaone kuti zvingabatsirwa vangabasangana vangabatsira here kumisa dambudziko raitika kuvana vezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika muSouth Africa. Asi South Africa takambonzwa ichida kuedza kuyananisa dambudziko irori vachikurudzirawo hurumende yezimbabwe kuti igadzirise mamiriro akaita nyaya dzeupfumi muzimbabwe zvinove zvinhu zviri kuitawo kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachitiza munyika vachienda kunotsvaga mabasa kwavava kupedzisira vave kushungurudzwa tichabatawo nyaya yehondo iri kuitika kuukraine zvichitevera kupinda kwerussia munyika iyi tinoona kuti hondo iyi yapfuura kana kudarika mazuva makumi mashanu yaane over 50 days ichirwiwa hondo iyoyi tine chitarisiwo kuti zvii zviri kuitika nokuti tiri kunzwa kuti russia iri kuramba ichienderera mberi nekubhomba kwairi kuita Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Teboho Sekondo. Teboho Sekondo is a South African, and he knows a lot about some of these things that are taking place in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Teboho.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Ngilele nobaba naye ukhona Sekondo.
Yeah, ubaba kutonga kanemiri. So, tonga, we've got Mr. Sekondo.
Yes.
Sekondo. So, Mr. Sekondo. So akusitsheleke baba Sekondo ukuthi khonoko kwenzakala kule South Africa nxa sukukhangelo nangu wakho ukubona njani.
Hey, bakudube ngizocela ukukhuluma ngesintu nje.
Yeah, cha ngesintu baba.
Yeah, hey bakudube izinto ezenzeka lana eSouth Africa concerning futhi the issue yama immigration. Well, isimo asikho sihle kakhulu. Asikho sihle kakhulu. And South Africa vele seyivele yaphenduka yaba country nje engenamthetho. Kama kitasikane nje umuntu nomuntu wenza lento afuna ukuyenza. Ya, kodwa zonke lezi zinto it's politics. It's politics.
Mm-hmm.
So ngasho kanjalo nje bakuthuka.
Uyini okwenza ukuthi usho njalo?
Well, into engenza ngisho njena, it's because ama-politician wethu, even our president, kukancane ukuthi akhulume ngezinto eziso, kukancane ukuthi athinte this issue ye-immigrations. So uyabona ukuthi ukungabi concern kwakhe kusho kona ukuthi kuna something abayizuzayo through this situation, uyabo? Because kumele ngabe manje sokwenzeke something between iZimbabwe or asikhulume ngeSADC ngabe nje sokuna something eyenzekile la iSADC mayelana nalezi zinto eziso, uyabo?
Lapho utsho ukungenela kwe-SADC?
Ngizwa kababtu.
Utsho lapho ukuthi ngayo i-SADC layo singenele kudaba lolu, yakhuluma?
Yebo, yebo baba. Yinto vele kahle kahle ekumele ikhulunywe ikakhulukazi la i-SADC because manje le nto le ithinta kakhulu la e-SADC because uma ungathi uyabheka ne i-immigration kakhulu singasho sithi the Zimbabweans baningi kakhulu eSouth Africa. Kulandela abantu baseMalawi baningi kakhulu eSouth Africa. Abantu baseTanzania, Zambia bakhona la. ILesotho icishe iyalandela ifana neZimbabwe baningi kakhulu abantu baseLesotho la. But akunamuntu from the politician like ofuna ukukhuluma ngayo le nto le. And even namanye amakhandla awafuna ukukhuluma ngayo le nto le. So uyabona ukuthi iba yinkinga nje akunamuntu ofuna ukukhuluma ngayo and it's like yehlisa izinga lesizwe yabo because uma South Africa it's collapsing not because of maybe foreigners but yezinye ziyazo izinto ezi-edayo kulesimo esibuso uyabona.
Aha. Nosiya kuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. Jonga kanemeli, what Teboho is saying here is that the situation is chaotic in South Africa. He says things are not going well because it's sort of like some free for all now because the government is not intervening in a proper way. He says, for example, the president is avoiding talking about immigration. For example, you know, people coming into South Africa without passports and all those kind of, you know, documents. So he says that's very problematic because we're sending a wrong message to people in the SADC region, you know, on why there's no straightforward intervention. So he says, remember that most of these people that we're talking about here are from Zimbabwe, Malawi, Lesotho, and other nations. You know, he says there are many of them. So at the end of the day, there's need for SADC to actually intervene in this kind of situation. So I can tell you that Mr. Skondo is a very, very worried man as far as he's concerned. Mm-hmm. Quiet day, Jonga.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda Baba Teboho Skondo, chizvarwa cheSouth Africa, vatinawo mune chino chirongwa, manzwa vachitaura pamusoro pezviri kuitika kune zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa, vachitaura kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, zvakuita sekunge yangowe munhu aita wada vatonga, nekuti hurumende kana vatungamiri vari kuramba vakanyarara, vari kutiwo mutungamiri weSouth Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, havasi kuda kutaura nenyaya yeimmigration kana kuti yekupinda nekubuda kwevanhu vekune dzimwe nyika vari kugara muSouth Africa. Vari kutiwo dambudziko iri idambudziko rinofanira kunge richibata dunhu reSADC nekuti kune zvizvarwa zvenyika dzakawanda kusanganisira Zimbabwe, Malawi, Tanzania, tine Lesotho varimo imomo neMozambique. Nyika dzakawanda dziri muSADC dzine zvizvarwa zvirimo muSouth Africa. Asi Gibbs, chinhu chakanaka kuti chinzwe kuna vaSikondo kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa zvairi kunge iri kutarisa rutivi panyaya iyoyi, zvaita here kuti vana veSouth Africa vanga vachiisa mutemo mumaoko avo? South African government seems to be ignoring this situation, hence it's almost going out of hand. But is it proper for South African residents to take the law into their own hands and chase out foreigners?
Kulombuzo konapo ke obuzwa ngubaba lapho ukuthi kumele bazibambele yini bona ezandleni abantu bakwale South Africa umthetho kulokuthi uhulumende abe nguye okwenza khona.
Siyakwazi ukuthi akunalizwe okanye ya elingavumela le nto yenzeke ukuthi citizen azithathele umthetho enze ngendlela yinafuna ngayo, but kuba nesikhathi la abantu sebathi enough is enough, i-government ikhulekile, so ungcono sizithathele thina umthetho ezandleni. So le nto yenzekile before, amazwe aliberated ngayo le ndlela leyo. Before kukunemithetho ne eyayivuna abathile, for instance la South Africa kunemithetho eyayivuna abantu abawhite, ne, but because abantu bese bakhathele lezo zinto lezo ukuthi siyaxhashazwa manje, bokumele ngabe kuactwa kaso, but abakhoni ukuactangale. So abantu kufika khona isikhathi la ukuthi chivi ukuthi hayi asisafuni manje, sikhathele i-government, so asenze ngendlela yethu. Kona it's not right, kepha ngenxa yokuthi manje abantu sebahluthukile, then it becomes a problem ngaleyo ndlela.
So I think you got the explanation there, Jonga. He says, yes, you know, people are taking the law into their own hands because the government is not acting on what the people want. So he says it's wrong for people to do it, but the government should play its part, you know, in terms of taking the law in the right direction. Because as it is, people are doing it because the government is reluctant to implement or do what the people want. So according to Mr. Skondo here. So kunjalo ke Jonga.
Yes, also Gibbs, I've been reading on some other news sites that the South African police is actually doing more of what these other locals are doing, flashing out foreigners, especially at roadblocks and also other raids that they sometimes do. And which means that the South African police is also against these foreigners, but at the same time they don't want to condemn it openly.
Yeah, so konapo ke open lumbuzo uyakubuza lapho baba xa uzwile xa ngizwa ngohle singabuza kuphi.
Yeah, Mr. Dube, ngicabanga ukuthi ngimzwile. Yeah, yabona njengamanje since nje kunalento le sukile operation Dudula, so amaphoyisa asawayazama ukungena just because maybe bane pressure from that thing ukuthi umphakathi manje like abantu sebangenile bayaphusha lento le, and kuba nalento futhi ukuthi sizobheka la kanjani kwamanye amazwe. But if it wasn't for Operation Dudula or for singasho ukuthi abantu sebathi sanele manje amaphoyisa negovernment nokuthi abafuni ukudlala indima yabo emthethweni, then now manje sokukhani bathi bayaqala bayazama ukuthi ba-acte. But we know ukuthi if i-Operation Dudula or else amanye abantu aba-involve kule nto le yokuthiwa kukhishwa ama-foreigners bangahlala phansi futhi, kuzophinde kugoqwa izandla futhi, kuzophinde kugoqwa izandla kungasabuyela, just because manje ba-acta because bane-pressure and basabela le nto yokuthi sizobheka kanjani internationally. Because once abantu basithathele izandla umthetho ezandleni, kuzomoshakala kakhulu. Kwenzeka le nto eyenzekile le ukuthi kubulawa abantu, then kuzobhekeka ini kabi i-government ebusayo, even the president. Yabona babu.
Yabonga baba, thank you.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Thongozwile. Khonapho ubona ngazani ke khonokho uRamaphosa kakusoze kumlahle phansi nxa sikhangela umbuzo wakhe, suze kumlimaza.
Yazi lo mbuzo lo unzima kakhulu, kepha nje abantu ngokomthetho sebakhathele ANC, le party ANC, bakhathelwe uPresident Ramaphosa because esikhathini esiningi umuntu nje ungazithatheli enhloko like iy'khalo zabantu base-South Africa. So ngingasho nje ukuthi nje sinayo le nkinga yokuthi abantu ba-hypocritic because bayakhuluma but when it comes to votes benza okunye, yabona. So it's a difficult question. Kona yena akasesi intandokazi njengokungena kwakhe, akasesi intandokazi yabantu because amanye ama-ishu yawayekela nje, aka-act masinya slowly. So into ekhathaza abantu le, because even now kumele ngabe uyavoice up njengomongameli ukuthi no, what is happening, we condemn it. But noma ikhondemo uyabona ukuthi no, akanandaba kakhulu ngayo le nto lena, uyabo, because this thing is a talk of town now, even here in South Africa. This thing ye-immigration yiyo ekhulunywayo manje, yiyo ekhulunywayo, but yena akanankinga kakhulu ngayo.
Yes, I was going. So he says, you know, the problem is that the ANC has become problematic. It's no longer the darling of the people of South Africa. And so at the end of the day, it's a question of Ramaphosa failing to lead the country. So he says there's a lot that is happening here. So let's not just scratch the surface, but look into the details of what is going on. So according to Mr. Skondo, you know, South Africans, or especially South African police, they are doing what they are doing because they want to cover up, like to say, okay, let's not pretend as if we're not doing anything. So they're pretending as if they're doing something. So that's, in brief, a response to your question, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can go ahead and throw a question too.
Yes, so we've got Tino Mambeu, and then we've got Maxwell Ngau, and then we've got Tembelihle Ndlovu. All these guys have come in now for us to discuss this issue that is, you know, causing problems. So let's start with Mr. Tino Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So go ahead, tell us about what is happening in South Africa. What's your take on what is going on there? We've got a South African here who is actually explaining why some South Africans are doing what they are doing, you know, in terms of Operation Dudula and other things. So, go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And to begin with, we are witnessing, you know, um,
Sorry, I think Mambeo, just hold on. Yes, quiet. Quiet, Mambeo. Quiet, sir.
So I was saying that we are witnessing a period where South Africans are turning against fellow Africans, accusing them of being criminals and accusing them of taking their jobs, accusing them of taking their market stalls, and accusing them for all sorts of nuisance activities within the country. Now, if we look at any particular country in the world, we will pleasantly find out that there is no country without a jail in Africa or the world over. There is also no country without a judiciary system. So South Africa is no different from any other country in terms of whether crime does happen and crime does not happen. Now, the jails that are in South Africa were not built for foreigners. They were built for criminals. Now, it is equally arguable that if South Africa had jails long before the arrival of the so-called foreigners, they also anticipated that amongst their own people, there will be people that are behaving incorrectly, and therefore they've got to be treated according to the law. Now, South Africa is one of the best and solid justice systems in the world, and especially in Africa or Southern Africa at large, where the constitution provides that anybody that is caught on the wrong side of the law is punished according to the requirements of the constitution, and that applies.
I think they have documents.
Or they may not have documents. Am I clear?
Yeah, they're quiet now. We can hear you now. Yes, quiet.
Okay. So I'm just reiterating the fact that there is no country in Africa or in the world, as it may be, that has no criminals. The fact that we have a justice system in South Africa tells us that within the population of South Africans, there are criminals. Now, when the law looks at criminals, it does not differentiate whether these criminals are Zimbabwean criminals. These criminals are South African criminals. They are all criminals. Yes, there is a justice system that is in place. There are jails in place, actively managed. But South Africans are saying Zimbabweans, Mozambicans, people from Lesotho are criminals. I do not think that criminality has anything to do with whether somebody comes from South Africa or elsewhere. So it's highly regrettable that where we should be working together with South Africans to identify criminals among a society and get them over to the police and report them to the police for any wrongdoing, South Africans are taking the law into their own hands. But while we are there, we should just mention that it's not every South African that is doing this. It's a group of disgruntled South Africans, a very small group for that matter. And I do not believe that the majority of the South Africans in this country would support that.
Yes, thank you very much, Chonga. Maybe you can come in there. There you are, Chonga.
Yes, Mabama Mambeo, tinotenda zvikuru kuti mapinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mambeo, tanzwa kuti sangano renyu reZimbabwe Exiles Forum rine urongwa hwekuti dai nyaya yasvikawo kumasangano akaita seSADC neAfrican Union. Mungatiudzawo pamusoro peurongwa uhu?
Tinotenda chaizvo, vajonga. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti kana nyika yatiri kugara seino zvakaita South Africa ichinge yava kutambudza zvizhinji vanhu vanobva kunyika yeZimbabwe, zvinotibata nekuti tinenge tichitarisawo kuti korijin kana kuti nyika dzakatipoteredza dzemusadiki dzinotiwo kudini nekutambudzika kunenge kwakuita zvizvaro zvenyika ikwedu. Saka tinenge tichiti mukutaura kwatinenge tichiitawo kana nevatongi vemuno munyika ndikazorova maminista anenge akamirira iro bazi reHome Affairs, hazvisizvo zvoga hatizogumiri ipapo. Tinenge tine chishuvo chokuti panoungana vakuru veSADC vatarisisewo nhau
dzevana vekune dzimwe nyika vanenge vashungurudzwa vari mukati menyika yeSouth Africa. Saka zvinozoita kuti kuda kune dzimwe nguva sevakuru venyika kana vatungamiriri venyika vangawana matanho okuti kubva munyika kuuya kunyika kufambira nyika yeSouth Africa kutapudzike. Nekuti zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zvinenge zvitiwo taakutorerwa nzvimbo dzedu dzatinoshandira, taakutorerwa zvipatara zvedu, hatichakwanisi kuwana mishonga, hatichakwanisi kuwana nezvimwe maservices atanga tichiwana. Saka tinenge tichikurudzira kuti seSADC iongorore nyaya dzakadai mukati meregion kuti dzingadzivirirwa sei uye vanhu vangagarisana sei zvakanaka vasingazourayani kana kupisana kwatirikona kuchiitika.
Thank you so much. Maybe you can just repeat in English for the benefit of those who do not understand Shona.
Now, what we are saying in SADC or to the SADC heads of states is that they should come together and put their heads together to try and find ways of mitigating situations that, you know, that caused the migration, as we have seen. In this case, where most Zimbabweans are migrating in search of better economic opportunities. So we are saying to SADC, yes, there is a problem in South Africa, but this is not, you know, South Africa's problem alone. When South Africa is affected, everybody else is affected. When Zimbabweans are affected, everybody else is affected. So the leaders in the region have got to take it upon themselves to introspect, look into the bull's eye and say, how do we solve the current migration crisis, which has led to our peoples being affected and being better life in a, you know, in a regional country, in a country that they should normally visit and be able to stay without any problems. So I think we're thinking that it is only through cooperation, discussions, and thorough engagement within the SADC leadership that there can be a, you know, there can be a way forward. And, you know, we should not forget that specifically in the case of Zimbabwe, it has been a result of failed, or it has been a result of elections that have been disputed time and again. When elections are disputed, then we have people that are being terrorized. Some of them end up running to countries like South Africa and Malawi and Mozambique and that. So in our case, it's more about how the region can help Zimbabwe to win itself of problems that are associated with elections and economic failure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mambeu. So let's bring in the other people who are here, and that is Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu. Ndlovu, sawubukela kuhlelwa.
Sanibonani balaleli babuduke kunjani?
Siyaphila, unibona njani udaba lakho?
Ya, lunzima babuduke, ngizothanda ukuthi ngibuyele emva kakhulu ngoba kunezinye zezinto esithi ma sizibhekile sizibone ngathi zilula, sibuye futhi siziphosele kugovernment, sileme igovernment yeSouth Africa noma sileme igovernment yeZimbabwe. Ngizoqala ngokuthi mina ekungeneni kwabantu beza la eSouth Africa abangena maphepha from Beitbridge border to Johannesburg town, kunama roadblocks amangaki, nama toll gates amangaki, eborder kunama socha amangaki, right? Mawazi nani la masocha lakho nama toll gate nendlela yokuthi ungakana nendleleni uhamba olude kakhulu, khuluma nge 600 kilometers ofike Johannesburg. They fail to arrest abantu kudala la eSouth Africa bethu maungena door to door, amaphoyisa bekengena door to door bebuza ID, passport, ID, passport. I-government beyenza lokho and make a show ukuthi abantu badeportile, ndelihlele nabantu bedeportile. But the government, they lose the power because abahlali bala e South Africa, they choose to go to squatter camp. Bahlala kumzabalazo bethu bazabalazela izindlu. When they come, they win izindlu la bayithole khona. Bayithola indlu yobhaliswa ngegama lakhe lowo muntu. Bayiqeda kubhaliswa ngegama ufaka ama-foreign. And those foreigners is the one paying the money for loan. When that loan is finished, they chase them away. So now this problem, people, they must stop to blame government of South Africa. They blame police here in South Africa, and they're doing criminal also. Because I every time I drive on the street, I saw everything. But I'm going to say, I'm not going to say police and government. I'm not going to say South Africa. Zimbabwe, I'm not going to say government. Yaba nigeza, I mean, in the way that my passport, they have to strike if they fight empty passport here to Ula. Number one. In South Africa now, maybe we go as to my yes, Kavin. Maybe we go as to buy a reporter who nearest councillor, no police station, no. Kuno Munto will never to attend very soon. Who's a shadow for 1 week, according to his passport. And then, no Munt is a visit, a portal of 1 week. That person's a shadow 2 months, 2 years, Ella, and a seven. But in my year, was we patterned then. Why don't you ask the question that person when I'm going on Monday to Friday, on a seven, where do you get the man? When they bought seven looting, Dogs of Winsy, Mamma Jim said to Lintafuna, St. Kaluti, which is no hope in Zimbabwe, because Zimbabwe is just a neighbor. And then, Omunya Kuruma Laminetti, Ama Nigeria, said I'm at a summer truck, Tinekaya, I won't am to Dicey truck. Again, come to Dicey truck. So, I'm stealing a truck, Tinja stealing Io, this is on the other South Africa, in 7 years. And then, in 7 years, our Kuruma Nayo, Nema Office, many of them, Abana Ama Paper, and I call found in my office. Abantu base Zimbabwe, but the way of behavior, yendlela yokuthanda umsebenzi wakho ukuthi uthanda kanjani, yeyenza ukuthi company igcine ithatha abantu bangaphandle ngoba they know ukuthi they want money. And even if you say work until Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, they work. So now, the problem is bhekana nayo thina la eMzansi, yiyona leyo abahlali abahlalisani nomphakathi wabo ukuthi bakhulumisane ne-community. From there, bakwazi ukulandela umthetho we-South Africa, bekwazi ukuthi police station yeRubber Suit. Police station rubber reach, if you want 1, 2, 3. But when case so, I'm going to move to just to strike.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ndlovu. Still one, we're going to have so, what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is that people should not blame Zimbabweans only. Because look at how the situation goes, like when somebody arrives at the Bad Bridge, got a post. You know, there are the roadblocks, there's everything, there are soldiers, but people make their way to Johannesburg. Why? There are so many toll gates and all those kind of things. So he says, don't blame Zimbabweans only. At the same time, he says, foreigners pay locals these mortgage loans in this way. Somebody, a South African, buys a house, then moves in these illegal immigrants in there to actually pay rent and so forth while servicing a particular loan. So he says, you know, they're doing a lot for them, so they shouldn't be blamed that much. So we still have got another question, that is Mr. Maxwell Nkau.
Yes, Gibbs, I just want to read a few of our listeners and viewers' comments. We have Mr. Peter Chikwekwete Mulambo, who says, Makadiva Jonga, Ndafara Ninyaya Mabata Yi, Tinotenda. Then Lawrence Mate, Zanu PF ne ANC, Ndovaru Kufarira Kufa Kwevanu. Chris Munyaka. Anzi mwamuka sei wa Shamarari West Studio 7, newo sei wakateerera matuimana yenyika, tinotenda zvikuru. Kuita mkoma Luke Masuka, anzi maZimbabwe, tiripa kaoma, tinotamusana nekudumbu, hakuna kwekutizira. And mkoma Peter Chikwekwete comes back, he says, we are not happy about what South African government treats us, or South Africans treat us. That's mkoma Peter. Thank you so much, Gibbs. Welcome, sir, to our show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
For the welcome. And thank you to the viewers as well.
Yes.
And Mr. Kau is based in UK, so he wants to make his contribution.
Go ahead, sir, and tell us what you think about this issue we are discussing today.
So sorry, I came in a bit late. I didn't get the question.
No, so the issue is on what is happening in South Africa, Operation Dudula, and, you know, the struggles of Zimbabweans living in South Africa. So, you know, this kind of relationship with South Africans looks like it's very dicey, and whether maybe you're facing the same problem in the UK, you can tell us about what you're facing there too. Go ahead, Mr. Nkau.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm not sure where to start really, but I think the people who leave Zimbabwe to South Africa, need to be sympathized with, because their people are desperate. They leave Zimbabwe because there is no employment, they are suffering, and they are only going to South Africa to eke out a living from that country. So when they pass through the border, there are police, there are soldiers there, who must really be making sure that nobody who is undocumented goes into the country. most of the people go into South Africa go through the border, where they are police, where they are immigration officers. And so the people who actually allow them into the country are the very officers who should be making sure that no illegal immigrants enter the country. How do they do that? They give them money, so they accept the money and they allow them in. So the same people, the police and the immigration officers who allow illegal immigrants into the country are the ones now who begin to follow them up, who begin to accuse them of being illegal immigrants. I think that is where the whole thing becomes unfair.
Maybe
it is the same people who allow them into the country who now accuse them of being illegal. Even those who have false documents are given the same documents by the same Home Affairs, which documents are later condemned to be false documents, but they come from the same offices. So these people who go into the country do not employ themselves. They are employed by the South Africans there. Be it in the domestic sector, be it in schools, be it in different industries. They are employed by people there without those documents. Right? So the employers who employ them are the ones who must be blamed for employing people who have no papers. We have the Department of Labor there, which makes sure that everybody who is employed in the country is legal. They have the papers. How then are they accepted by the same Labor Department without the documents? How do they pay their taxes if they are not registered? How are they registered in the country? So if all these people in South Africa who allow people without documents to work in the country are the people who are failing the country themselves. You see? And then when they see that the foreigners have been employed, most of them are employed, whereas the locals are not, then they begin to be disturbed. And maybe for the generality of the South Africans, understandably so, because they don't understand why and how it happens. But the people who are responsible are the very law enforcement agents and employers in the country. So what they should be doing really is to be dealing with the immigration officers, the police who allow them in, the employers who employ the people who don't have the papers, and the labor department itself, which must process all the legalities around people employed in the country. These are the people who are responsible. As long as these people are there and they continue to what they're doing, this will not stop. So it is unfortunate that the people who are not guilty, the citizens who are now angry with what is happening, and those who are looking for employment are the ones now who are fighting each other and killing each other, whereas they are not really responsible for all this mess.
Mm. Thank you very much. I think we have another guest, Mr. Mambeu.
Yes, I think Mr. Mambeu can help us understand and also respond at the same time to what Mr. Nkau just said. You know, he raised an important issue that these people, they come from Zimbabwe, cross into South Africa. There are many roadblocks, there are many checks and all that, but still they find their way into companies and farms, ending up being employed by the very people who are now saying they must leave. Mr. Mambeu?
So, I think what we are looking at there is a very, very serious problem, which is multifaceted, that cannot be described probably entirely in one word or in one phrase. The challenge here is, look, we have a country like South Africa, which is probably the economic hub of the region. Now, what would normally happen is that people migrate from the less economically active areas into South Africa, which is the economic hub. Now, the challenge is when those people come in, what is it that they offer that South Africans cannot offer? I think that's where the challenge is. Now, why does it become suitable for one employer to choose a Zimbabwean over a South African? Right? Why is it that a Zimbabwean employee would be preferred over? Right? Those are questions that we have got to try and ask and analyze. Now, in my thinking, I would want to conclude that if a Zimbabwean is put at the same level with a South African in terms of ability, technical ability, social responsibility, social contribution, and stuff like that. If these people are at the same level in everything, then whoever that is chosen to take the job, you know, it will be based on merit. But here is the deficiency. You have got a Zimbabwean that comes in here, he's looking for work, and if the Zimbabwean guy gets work, obviously he's going to settle for low wages. The reason he has to settle for low wages is probably he may not have any test contributions to make. So he settles for low wages. Now we've got a South African who is documented in his country. While he is documented, he is liable to pay tax. Now, because he is liable to pay tax, he may appear less likely to be employed by an employer who is looking for cheap labor. So now, how do we bring the South African employee and the Zimbabwean employee to the same level so that they can all be looked at in the same manner as long as their qualifications are the same?
Yes,
implement Zimbabwe in that way.
Yes, thank you so much. Maybe Chonga, you can make a follow-up.
Yes, I think he's freezing.
Yes,
I'm freezer.
Oh, okay. I had a call coming in. I'm not on Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that.
Yes.
So, Mangamapezere,
so I just wanted to go to drill down on the issue of why is it that an employer would prefer a Zimbabwean over a South African. Right. So I was saying in that respect that a South African is properly documented, while a Zimbabwean is not properly documented. A South African has expectations in terms of salary, where they expect that with their salary they'll be able to eke out a living, a decent living for that matter. Now, a Zimbabwean is looking at a salary that says, if I convert my 1,000 rand to the local RTGS, how much do I have? And how much time do I have here? Right. So I was also mentioning the fact that in 2010, the South African government decided to document Zimbabweans. Now, as they documented Zimbabweans, they helped to bring Zimbabweans and South Africans on par. So if you are now documented, you can as well pay tax. If you are now documented, you can properly contribute to the, you know, to the fiscus. But now, if you remain undocumented, the chances are that you still get work because there are employers out there that are looking for cheap labor. And Zimbabweans are always the go-to, you know, the go-to employees for cheap labor. So I think in the region, it has to be attractive, or it has to be attractive to be able to go and work anywhere, as long as we have got a regional pact that allows even South Africans to go and work in Malawi, that allows even Zambians to come and work in Zimbabwe, based on merit. Now, on manual jobs and other jobs like working in the restaurants and stuff like that, the challenge is that some South Africans may not really want to do those jobs, depending on their, you know, their expectations. So if a South African left university today, a few of them would want to go and work in a restaurant. Whereas if a Zimbabwean graduate came into South Africa today, they would go and work in a restaurant. So the expectations of these two people are very different. So at the end of the day, I think there must be free labor movement within the countries in SADC for a start, such that you become employed anywhere you go based on merit. Now, as to how South Africa can make their labor force more competitive, I think they've got a long way to go. The introduction of technicals, like we have seen in Zimbabwe, where you go to a technical college, you know, the polytechnics, where people are trained. And these are the same people that are becoming more favorable to be employed in South Africa because, of course, they have been trained. So we are sitting with a challenge here where South Africa cannot make a decision as to whether they adopt their own people that have not been trained properly, or they, you know, or they keep on going with the foreigners that probably are probably well-trained and are able to do the job, and to some other employers in a cheaper manner. So the challenge is, let's make the South African as attractive as a Zimbabwean. Once the two of them are on the same path, then they can compete all on merit.
Thank you.
In essence, my thinking would be.
Maybe let's bring in this guy who is working in South Africa and is doing some exclusive work that maybe South Africans may not even touch. And Mr. Ndlovu is a plumber. You know, so Mr. Ndlovu, see, I was to be a plumber. Back when I in, I was physical to be a seven service work.
Ngizokhuluma ngithi baba uDube umsebenzi weplumbing zihamba zimbili lezo zinto plumbing and electric bakhona abafana baziyo ukuthi bafunani eSouth Africa bakhona osisi abaziyo ukuthi bafunani eSouth Africa njengoba behama South Africa those people they don't choose umsebenzi ukuthi uphi but bakhona abanye ukuthi mawubabiza mina ngihleli ngibiza abantu abaningi ngomsebenzi Don't talk on chatting no 7 days. 7. And then what's of pattern 200 rand? Which means maybe 3 days it's 600 rand. Umundana Mao at Nam Change. Like me and Zokunangam, Ban Seven Mundu. Ya Kabangelu Muntu Minuto okay, Lomuntu Nengan, no present. Immediately that 200 rand I seven I'm changing in Chingren of Wood. Sasa Lomtana Abu M 7s. So many of you no munu to food. Because angen kwa zuti ngimluizi. Because ni visit. Angi damele sunamle la nisi inkwa sobabi. Nisi share. But those people. I see wonka ma South African abanga. Aba choose mseven. Abantu aba choose mseven. Aba South Africa. Ila aba. Abanga funu kupati ari renti. Suge makaya. Ayo funkisha na kumpua abu nisini. Enga kwa zuti mpua abu soven za wu. Ya Yvonne. So inke sugebe nitinga. Umsebenzi zinwe plumbing, kuyasetshenzwa babudube, kuyagujwa, sometimes nokubamba udonti, ungcekeza straight, ungcekeza siyayibamba ke thina amasenzi imali. Asinqeni nokunqena. Kodwa mase ufike ebantwini abanye abachuze umsebenzi, bawuchuza vele umsebenzi asali. But mina into esuke ngixakeke kuyo ukuthi silwisana kanjani singabantu abamnyama. Kathi-ke mina ma ngine-skillful sami enginaso, angisishiye nomunye umuntu oli-South African, nami njenge-Africa, sishiye umsebenzi ngimfundise abekwazi. Ukuze naye angabi nomoya omubi. Isikhathi esiningi enza ukuthi abantu balwe la eMzansi nabaforeigners. Okay, ijikita amaZimbabwean because yiwo amaforeign akhona eSouth Africa as well. Ukuze ama-South African namaZimbabwean, these guys they are hard work. We don't have weekend. We don't have holiday. And then I can manage to work on holiday. Not even a half day, a full day. Not even double pay with my whole 300 rand. That day was a 7th, I'm going to call it 600 rand because of the holiday. So, that's the thing that I can't get to get you. Over the total, I'm going to call it 7th, I'm going to South Africa now 6, I'm going to now 3. But I'm going to call it, okay, I'm going to call it a holiday, like it's going to be 24 December, 25 until 82. I'm South African, so you want to go home. And then, I'm going to say, okay, let me just work, and then after holidays, I will go home. I can't call it a pinch, and it's going to be, I'm going athandi umuntu lwana uyobamba umsebenzi ngendlela so isuka khona lapho so kufanele ukuthi singama Africans sihlalisane phansi sibone something hayi ndoda lento le ifuna ubekezele kanje kanje so khuluma ngeplumbing mina lapho kusetshenzwa khona nzima sinabo abafana esisebenza nabo abaningi abe South Africa abanye bazi bakutshela ukuthi no angeke mphakamise igiza ngiyi-1 igiza we have to ama company aqasha abantu abawu 6 to install one giza and then mina ngi-install igiza leyo ngiyi-1 the assistant yami So, Kera and Kibere double story now. You want. Solar Jesus, he installed a C4, but the other company, they employ about 12 for one party, about 12 for one job. So, that's the issue. Everywhere we are going to go in a fight. But this thing, to make them to understand, you have to teach and give them knowledge so that they're going to understand. Like this guy for Tutula. These guys for Tutula, they don't know how to handle things. Before you fight with foreigner or before you fight with your neighbor, just go to your father and ask your father why this guy is here. And then your father is going to tell you the history. That history is going to go inside your mind and then you're going to think about it. Go to tell your neighbor, my friend, don't cross this line because of this and this. Don't forget you are here because of bread. Don't take too much bread because this is not your place. So this thing for the Tula. They made a mistake to kill Zimbabweans. That's why now the name of foreigners is belong on Zimbabweans only. And then that thing is going to be painful and is going to end up going to government of South Africa, blaming Ramaphosa, blaming the police. As I said before, how many roadblocks from Pipebridge to Johannesburg? No one can give you that answer. But the police, if they are listening, they can give you the answer. Because these guys, they go straight to the border and they negotiate with the police. The police, they know in Zimbabwe, people, they are suffering. Other people, they're crossing daily Messina to Pipebridge. They stuck in Messina, go back to Zimbabwe. That life, they're not fighting. And I'm feeling sorry for these guys for Tutela because they don't know the history. If they one day they travel from here to Messina, they will see the South African government, they try to work to avoid the undocumented people. But the only problem, the citizens of South Africa, the problem, they want money for the rent. And then if they find that money, they see you in like a lavish or like a, what name I can call it. Because ma umachaba ngema plaza because ma umuntu engasebenza mase kuyi mountain amapolice abazobopha abantu la amapolice abesidla nomnikazi weplaza ohuyo obhadala abantu ukuthi ma ebhadala abantu abayi 16 uchithi ne 32,000 emela ikhiphi uzotshela ipolice eli 1 ukuthi okay just come with your van ubophela abantu uba selindela then mina ngizokunikeza 2000 rand enye ngikuthengele imoto benza kanjalo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. I think Jonga, you heard him very clearly here. He's saying there's a lot behind the scenes. And this Operation Tutula activists are not sure of the history between some nations. And he says if they knew exactly what was taking place, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing right now. Unfortunately, Teboho has dropped off. I think he has left for his house because it's a bit late in South Africa right now. Mm-hmm. So now maybe we can proceed and talk to Mr.
Mount Tinkau. Yes. Know, I think this is a South African guy who has sent a message on our viewer Facebook page. It's Lawrence Mate. He says, there is a lot of South African guys who work very hard. It's only that, okay, he's a Zimbabwean, who says, it's only that we Zimbabweans, we're fighting for survival. He's acknowledging that there are a lot of South Africans who work very hard, but it's only that Zimbabweans we are fighting for survival. Yes, Mr. Nkau, welcome back to the show. You raised a very important issue that these Zimbabweans or illegals in South Africa, they cross into South Africa using all these legal routes where there are policemen, roadblocks and all that. But let's not forget that there are also illegal entry points into South Africa, with some of these points actually being used to bring into Zimbabwe cars stolen from South Africa or vice versa. What can we talk about these illegal roads to South Africa? I mean, how can we describe them for those people? Because most of these people, they use these illegal routes and go to farms where they are employed and paid less than what is designated for the jobs. Why? Because the farmers, they don't want to pay more. That's why they end up employing these illegals.
Bangazibangene ngama illegal routes. Uma bengaqashwana ngumuntu eSouth Africa. Kabazibuhla eSouth Africa, baza buyela emuva, bengaqhatshwa eSouth Africa. So, laba abaqhatshwa the employers who employ them. Iba bani problem. Laba bantu ba legally give up because they have issues, they have problems, they have challenges. Right? And so really it becomes difficult now to blame them. Not that they are okay. They are illegal immigrants, yes, but now once they are in the country, it means the country has opened up its borders for them. Whether through the legal routes or through other, you know, illegal routes. But they eventually make their way into the country. There are soldiers along the borders. There are police along the borders. There are police all over in the country. So once they discover that they are foreign nationals who have been there illegally, they should then take them to court or they should take them back to their countries. As soon as they enter the country, they would be having all these problems. Because once they are inside, and they begin to find employment and they're employed, then it's like their employment and their stay in the country is somehow legitimized by whoever employed them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's the fact that they continue paying the police and the people in the country monies when they are caught. You know, it further proves that the problem really is with the law enforcement, you know, agents within the country. They are the ones who are causing the problem. I think these groups that are unhappy, or the communities that are unhappy with what is happening in the country because of the foreigners, they should actually be fighting or dealing with the soldiers, the Home Affairs Department, the employers, and not these people. And not these people. These people are now the responsibility of the same police officers. They are the ones who should be arresting them, and not Dudula and any other group, or even the communities that are not happy with what is happening, because it's not their duty. It is the duty of the law enforcement agents to deal with what they consider illegal immigrants in the country. Even crime, those who steal cars or whatever using illegal routes, they are also the responsibility of the police. So they must be arrested and put in jail. So your problem, Lapa, ilawo ababekwe abaphiwa amandla nguhulumende ukuthi basafeguarde i-constitution ye-South Africa. Idudula is not ayiphiwanga amandla nguhulumende ukwenza lokho ekwenzayo. So obviously, what they're doing is wrong. Idudula, it goes on to kill people. Akulasizathu esihle singajustify ukubulawa komuntu. That is what is wrong. That is what is bad. Dissatisfied and unhappy as they may be, they still have to respect the law, respect human life, you know, and do what is right, and let the law take its course.
But you
thank
know,
you. That's how.
Maybe before we go any further, I just wanted to ask Mr. Nkau or our other guest. You know, it's not only that Zimbabweans or foreigners are in South Africa; they are also in Botswana. But we haven't had or seen incidents like what is happening in South Africa. What can you say about this?
I think the culture is created in South Africa because it looks like people just do as they please. They disregard the constitution. They disregard the structures that are put in place, you know, to serve the nation. And they do as they please. And so obviously when they feel they are not happy, they are dissatisfied, they will always, you know, get up and start chasing people around, killing people and doing all that. It all goes to show what the law enforcement agency in South Africa is failing to do its work.
Yeah. So maybe let's stop you there for a moment.
Ikobevumela ukuthi abantu babulale ngoba behlekile bonke kwezomsebenzi wabantu abawenzi. And so they kind of condone or allow these things to happen.
Yes, I was going to go. Yes, no, Baba Richard Moyo. Moyo, just a few words. Yes, Katungene konapho. Richard Moyo, we are seeing him. Just in the Amazon,
okay, and the ones I'm a Kadi Masura say, my name, Mamuka say, yeah, and drums are only now here, Kuga, Barakova, no, it was Zimbabwe, Mukatimenika, South Africa. Era Adam is Wombe, in a way, you know, Ponzer, one Nikutam Zikakovano Paspenika, we are footing now. Yokuwa wafambi panyika pano, aina kutangwa nesu, ya kango gara ya kadaro kubayibiri shukura mwari kutikana na chingwa hata muzo kutendo, tukaini ulinzibi nyika. Saka chishuona zuzulikitu wane nyike South Africa kuzama kosa wana zama nako, dai nyike kwe diye Zimbabwe ya kanga hili raiti. Wano wakanga deva nga wa Singapini jini kumfura wa Singapini
waka sana siyana. So let's not this way. Sending off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kande miri ndichiti tinokutenda ino kuramba mushira zvironga zvedu zve Studio 7 murara zvakanaka vateereri nevatariri.
Good night.